Juneau residents displaced by this weekend's landslides will stay in hotel rooms through the weekend. About 80 residents of downtown Juneau were allowed to return to their homes Sunday afternoon, but eight people are still homeless. Heavy rain and winds battered the hillside above Gastineau Avenue overnight Friday, loosening soil and sending trees, mud, and other debris down onto the street. One of the slides crashed into the Strasbo apartment building where Juliana Pop lives.
I just heard this loud crack, and I thought it was a tree. The next thing I know, I hear this splintering sound like shattering glass, and then I went back to my bedroom where I sleep, and there was this big wall of mud coming in and busting through the window.
The city and Red Cross established a shelter at Centennial Hall where at least 25 people spent the night. Others stayed with family and friends or at hotels. Snow and freezing temperatures overnight Saturday helped stabilize the hillside. After inspecting the area Sunday morning, experts said it was safe enough for residents to begin returning, but the cleanup effort will continue for at least the rest of this week. Meanwhile, the Red Cross is helping eight people who live in the Strasbo apartments find long-term housing. The building might have structural damage and residents won't be allowed to return until an engineer says it's safe. But the Gastineau Humane Society was able to retrieve people's pets. That was really important to Jackie Allen, who lives in the Channelview apartments on Gastineau with her granddaughter and several animals.
I have two cats, a rat, and two fish. And they're just fine. The guy from, he was like Red Cross Humane Society helper, and he checked on my animals all through the night and took care of them, fed them, watered them, petted them, loved on them.
Housing First is a nonprofit that provides low-income housing and owns the Strasbo apartments damaged by mud, trees, and other debris from the slides. Board Chair Jennifer Klein says they're working with their insurance company to see if repairs can be made as soon as possible. In the meantime, they're trying to find long-term affordable housing for their displaced tenants.
We have an empty apartment at our other site over in Douglas, Hillview. And so one of the tenants is planned to move over there, so that's one of the, I believe, seven that we can take care of right away. And then we're our property manager, Trevor, has been calling all around to look for some other long-term housing that might work out for people.
Mueller says the Red Cross is also providing hotel rooms to a handful of homeless people who were camping on the hill where the landslides occurred.